Hello, my name is Olivia Krizhak, and welcome to the second episode of Club Talk, the podcast where we simply talk about clubs at the College of New Jersey. Today, I'm here with the president of All College Theater, Jill Marbach. So, how are you? What's up?
Hi, I'm doing all right. Just hanging out.
Yeah, I get that. So I guess we can jump right in. Just first of all, tell me about the club. Tell me about ACT.
Yeah, so ACT, it's entirely student-run theater org on campus. We do straight plays as opposed to our sister org, TMT, which does the musicals. We do four productions a year, so two big main stage shows in the Black Box, and then one dinner theater and one One Acts Festival. And then in between all those, we do weekly club meetings, social events. We do all kinds of fundraisers and stuff for the club, and we just kind of have a good time.
Awesome, yeah. What type of shows do you guys put on? Like, are they all types of shows, comedies, dramas?
Yeah, definitely a range of things, and it depends. So definitely our main stage shows, those are directed by professional directors who bring in shows they want to do. Those have a bigger range, especially because, you know, we trust professional directors to do a pretty good job with those. So this year we did a comedy and a drama. We kind of try to mix it up like that. One of them takes place in the 1920s, and one of them was very present. So it's definitely like we do basically everything. Sometimes Shakespeare, sometimes super modern writers. So a range of stuff.
Oh, awesome. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, just I have a quick question. Like, what's a typical meeting like, I guess? You know, you said you have those weekly meetings in between shows and everything. So, like, what goes on?
Yeah, so we meet every Wednesday at 3 p.m. The board kind of goes over what business we have. So for me as president, it's kind of what we're setting up for the year. We do show voting at those meetings. We elect our new board. We talk about things we have coming up. So if there's a social event coming up, our vice president takes care of that. Any fundraisers and stuff we have. We also do what I love to do is board games. So like each board member has their own special game. We play Lingo, which is like try to guess the word. We do what's gone wrong this week. So everybody just vents about how their week goes. So basically it's kind of like hanging out. We do have some business to do, but generally we all just catch up, see how the show is going for everyone. So it's a nice time.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good time. And seems like there might be a lot of people. So like, just like who can join? Is it anybody with a range of experience within, you know, the theater or drama clubs or anything like that? Or, you know, can it just be anyone? Like who can join really?
Yeah, we take absolutely anyone. We've had people who have never done theater before who are just picking up in college, people who have done it for years before. We take actors, we take directors. I have never acted in my life and I'm president of the club, so you really don't have to have any experience because we do behind the scenes things too. So like set design, carpentry, costumes, stage management. So we kind of do basically anything you're interested in theater, even if you just want to like do posters or stuff like that, like we have a place for you there.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. It's nice that you can take, you know, anybody with any interest because I feel like, you know, it seems like if you see college theater club and you think you have to act, you know, you have to sing, you have to dance, you have to do something, you know, extravagant, but it's, you know, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that it's really awesome that you could just, you know, do that also. You don't have to do anything on stage. You could do a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Exactly. And I think that's also the beauty of like going to a school where you're not a theater major. Like we're just a club. Like anyone can do anything for as much commitment as you want. Again, you don't have to be an actor. You can really do anything you want and you can switch it up. If you want to act one semester and do like all behind the scenes stuff the next, like you can do essentially anything. So yeah, super cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Very, I guess very loose in how, I mean, not loose in how you guys structure things because I'm sure you guys are very, you know, structured and everything, but
we have to be kind of organized.
Of course, but very like fluid in what you can do as a member of ACT, which is really cool. So
I think we definitely want our members to get whatever experience they want, just on kind of every aspect of that. And like there's a lot of different ways you can like learn, especially even being a board member. We have like many boards where you can learn. Like if you want to figure out how to finance a show, we can teach you how to do that. So we kind of do try to make like everybody can do anything they want and like there's no real commitment to like one position.
Awesome. Yeah. So just the next question, just a general question. How are you guys dealing with this quarantine? It's very difficult for, you know, every club on campus, a lot of classes and everything. It's been a weird time, but like, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. We had our One Acts Festival scheduled for April 18th. So that essentially we had to completely shut down. We were like in the process, we picked our shows and had auditions right before spring break when we got the notice that we were sent home. So we kind of had to completely cancel that. So that's one of our shows for the year got knocked out. Other than that, we've kind of just been trying to keep things as much normal as possible. So we do our weekly meetings. We're still having all of our elections and stuff. We met with some professional directors. We're still trying to host some social events, which has been an adjustment for sure. We did recently just like a video chat hangout, and last night was our Netflix party. So we all just like got on a Netflix call together. So it's been kind of weird. I'm sure it has for everyone, and definitely has not felt like the regular theater we typically do, but also we're trying to like keep on like what we need to get done for this year. And we're kind of trying to plan for next year, like worst case scenario kind of things. Could we do a show virtually? Like what's going to happen there? So we're really trying to plan for all situations. It's definitely unprecedented. So it's been interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I think that's what a lot of people are doing now, planning for the future and just trying to keep, you know, the clubs together sort of in a more social aspect, because I know like a lot of the clubs I'm a part of, and then a lot of the clubs, like a lot of clubs that my friends have been a part of and everything, the main thing they're doing is, you know, planning for the future and also like hosting, you know, Netflix parties or playing Jackbox games or, you know, just hanging out in a video chat or something, just to, you know, keep you guys together, because nothing, it would be, you know, awful if you guys all just like fell out and then that's it for the next couple of months, you know? So you really have to keep some kind of normalcy during this.
And I feel like us, we spend, especially when we're doing a show, like so many hours together, like it's a full month of like we're kind of the only people we see sometimes. We're there like every night doing whatever, so it's weird to like not be around the people you're hanging out with all the time. So we're trying to keep it like we're still a family, obviously. We still want to like talk to each other all the time, but it is been a really weird adjustment to not see all those people I'm so used to seeing all the time.
Yeah, for sure. So you just mentioned before that you guys had to cancel, I think, your one act plays that you were supposed to put on. You want to talk more about what those are? I saw you guys put the, I saw that on your website, and I was like wondering, you know, what that is.
Yeah, so they're very, one act plays and the murder mystery are very different from our typical professionally produced shows. So one acts, we do 4 to 6 student directed shows. They can either be student written, which they are a lot of times, or students can pick kind of an existing show that we just have to buy the rights for. So we have those shows proposed. The membership kind of votes on which ones they want to do if we have a lot of options. And then it's kind of in the students' hands to direct those. It's interesting because it's like a bunch of different shows have to come together to make like an entire coherent one show. But they typically don't ever even relate to each other. So it's just an interesting kind of night to see. It's fun for our production staff because they get to do costumes for like casts of like tons of people doing like one of them could be in the 70s, one of them could be like an old time drama. So it's like interesting combination, but also the shows are super short, so they're like not too crazy commitment for anyone. So it's kind of just a nice time. Those typically happen April-ish and they go up in the black box usually.
Cool. Have you ever directed one yourself? Have you ever written a play?
So actually that I was gonna do that this year. This was like my year. My show got picked and I was gonna direct, and then we did auditions, and then after that it didn't happen. But previously I stage managed a show, production stage managed the whole thing and produced. So like one act is one of my favorite things we do because it's just like so fun. It's so like low commitment, but it's very cool.
It really sucks. It's like thinking about all the things that people could have missed out on, you know, because of the whole quarantine, you know, it's awful. I feel so bad for, you know, you can't do your one act play, and then for like, you know, a bunch of other people trying to do something.
Yeah, it's really kind of crazy the amount of things that just aren't able to happen and the things that people are trying to adjust to. It's been a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And then also you mentioned Murder Mystery Dinner. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so that's the second show we usually do through the year, sometimes like November-ish. That's very different from our other shows because it doesn't take place in any theater. Usually we've been doing the Decker Social Space. So it's a dinner theater with kind of a interactive murder mystery element, or like something, some kind of like you've got to solve it kind of thing. So we set up tables in the Decker Social Space. We feed people catered dinner. They come, and then it's just like an interactive show. So the actors are there talking to them in character. You're trying to figure out, you know, who solved this mystery. They're typically comedies because those just kind of lend themselves more to that style. And the last couple of years, they've all been student written and they're always student directed. And they kind of, you know, tackle a range of topics. So like this year it was bachelor themed. So like one of the contestants died and we have to figure out like, how did that happen? Or before we had a casino heist, the year before that, it was like King Arthur's court. So a range of things. And it's really cool because the students have been writing them and they just have like the wackiest ideas. And they're like, make it very complicated. They're like, I don't want anyone to find out who the killer is until we reveal it. So people definitely get into it. It's super fun. And that's, again, it happens way faster than our other shows, like a couple of weeks. But it's not super tech heavy because we're just in the Decker social space. So there's not really like lighting. They get like props and things. But it's just like a fun show we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is it for only members of ACT, or can anyone from TCNJ come and join and do that with you guys?
Yeah, so anyone can join. We have, if you wanted to be in the show, we have auditions. There's usually, I would say maybe a month before the show happens. So those are pretty open. I guess you probably have to follow our social media and website and things to like get the info on that. And then directing it, you just have to kind of, I think you don't have to be a member. You just have to come to our meeting and kind of present it to the membership, and then they would vote on that. But then being involved in other ways, we're kind of always open to whoever in the community. I think it's definitely easier if you're a part of the club to find out about the opportunities and know the commitment you're signing up for. But anyone can do it, and we obviously encourage everyone in the community to attend. That's like super cheap. It's like $5 because you're just paying for the food. Mm-hmm. So it's just like fun. We just try to get as many people out there as possible.
Nice. That sounds really cool. Really fun times. But besides, you know, the two main plays you guys put on, then the One Acts and then the Murder Mystery Dinner, do you guys have any other types of events during the school year that you guys put on? Any other events or productions or anything?
So the other event we're affiliated with is Wired, which happens in the fall and spring. That's a 24-hour playwriting contest. So students come together in writing pairs at like 7 p.m. at night. They stay up all night to write a show. Then that morning they get a cast of like people who are just getting the script. That day they spend all like morning rehearsing it. They get their random props and stuff. Budgets are super cheap, so that's very like thrown together. And then 8 p.m. that night, 24 hours after the shows are started written, they get put on. So ACT sponsors that. That's not really run by us. Typically we put, you know, people who want to be like run it or kind of in charge, we just sponsor it and kind of get the funds from SFB for that. So we do that twice a year. Otherwise we host acting workshops and other like production staff workshops. So we did a set design thing last semester. We're talking about a hair and makeup one, but we're not sure if it's going to work virtually, so that may or may not happen. But we try to just educate people on like theater and stuff. And then otherwise we have social events and things. So we do a couple traditional things. We go to Terhune Orchards in the fall. That's like our fall fun day. We do a Thanksgiving where we all just have a potluck. And then we just kind of have regular hangouts and game nights. So we try to keep ourselves busy and always hanging out. But generally, yeah. So a couple different like theater-oriented things and some things that are just fun for our members.
That's awesome. You mentioned the, I guess, seminars and classes that you guys host. Like, that's interesting that you guys would host like workshops like that, almost to educate, you know, your members and anybody who wants to join them. So that's really cool, I think.
Yeah, we try to bring in people who also know what they're talking about. So we had an audition workshop where we brought in alumni who, you know, have done this and been actors and stuff before. For our set design workshop, we got our current set designers. And it's just like a different way to kind of get involved in things, because especially for us, like opportunities come really quick, especially at the beginning of the semester. So like if you want to be a set designer, you kind of have to apply and know what you're doing right away. Where if you do a workshop, it kind of like puts your feet in the water and you figure out what you're doing a little more. Auditions are the same way, where like they happen really fast and you kind of just have to be ready. We don't really prep you at all, so like having the opportunity to get ready to feel like, oh, I know what I'm doing walking into audition room, I think would really help people out. So we definitely try to be educational as well as, you know, have fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Even the audition thing, I know how crazy and how like weird it could feel to try to audition for a show, but you've never auditioned for a show before, you know, this is your first time. So I think that's really great that you put on like, you know, a class like that, or like to help out anyone that needs some kind of pointers or anything.
Yeah, and we've had people who were like super experienced also go to that and also get things out of it. So like it's definitely good for people who don't feel like they know what they're doing, or people who think they do but like also want more tips. Like it's just great.
Yeah, definitely. That's really good overall for everyone involved. So speaking of productions and everything, what is the most difficult part of organizing or putting on a production?
I would say that probably juggling time and people always becomes something. So typically our productions, especially the big ones, happen in a month, which means we have to get a set in the building. We have to get everyone in costume. We have to do 4 weeks worth of rehearsals. So we're there 3 or 4 nights a week. And it just definitely becomes a time crunch. We spend a lot of hours in Kendall Hall, which is fun, but also becomes a lot by the end of it. And then we also have like at least 50 people working on our shows. So trying to juggle everyone like that. We have producers who are in charge of things who kind of try to navigate it. So the director is going to have one vision, whereas like our designers who are students might have like something different, or like mm-hmm. have to try to interpret what the director's doing to what we can actually pull off in a tiny black box. And then we have like our assistants who are just figuring this out, who are like, wait, I have to come to all these things. And we're like, yeah. So it's a lot to kind of communicate to everyone, the time that it's going to be, all the people involved. So that kind of becomes a juggling act, but also like, I think the people are some of the best part of the show, and yeah, like our experience in general. So it's definitely, you know, both sides.
Yeah. You know, I was in a drama club in my high school, and it was very small. So, and I remember, you know, the week before the show we would be putting on, everyone would be scrambling, trying to, you know, make everything perfect. And, you know, we were going crazy in this tiny little, you know, drama club in my high school. I cannot imagine how crazy you guys would be going when there's so many people involved. There's such like, you know, high quality productions, the costumes, the sets and everything. Like, I just, you know, I'm like trying to, I guess, transfer the excitement from my high school drama club to this one. And it's like, I cannot even scale up how much work that, you know, you guys put into your shows.
Yeah, it's definitely becomes a lot, especially yeah. because of all that. But also because we have so many people, I think it also balances out almost. So you feel like you have a ton going on, but you also have someone to have your back to like help you out with it. But it definitely becomes a lot. We're always scrambling through yeah. Kendall Hall the last week. You feel like there's a million things to do, and then somehow it always comes together. That's like the beauty of theater, that like you never expect it to work, and it always does.
And it always does. Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. And then, you know, and then after the show, everyone's so excited, you know, that it's yeah. over with, but then, you know, it's over, it's done. You know, you're yes, so sad yeah. that it's over.
Exactly. And we do strikes our next day. So we have a Saturday performance, and then Sunday we're taking that entire thing down. So like one day it's there and one day it's completely gone. And then like you have the post show depression pretty much, where you're like, what do I do with my life now?
I know. It's like you put in so much time into, you know, a play or a production, and then all of a sudden it's just done and you're like, oh, yes. well,
yeah. Yes, but that's, I guess that's also probably why we do like 4 shows a year. Plus we have TMT, our sister org, does 2 big shows. So like between that, we always have something new to jump onto, which I think is like strategic, because otherwise I don't know what we would do with our life in that time where we don't have things to do.
Yeah, that's, you have a lot going on. That seems like really fun. So that's good. I guess that sort of jumps into the next question, but what is your all-time favorite memory from being a part of ACT?
Yeah, okay. So that's a tough question, because there have been so many things. I've been a part of it for 4 years now yeah. and like 12 different productions, so I'm really trying to decide. I personally love, we have our build weeks, which is when the carpenters come in like a week before everybody else comes in to just build the show, and I have only been a carpenter one time, wouldn't consider myself anywhere near that department, but like that team is just so fun. You get to just play with power tools basically and like build the set. It's cool because like you start out with nothing, just random pieces of wood and like this vision that like usually the head carpenter knows and no one else has any idea, but anyone who wants to can come volunteer themselves to help paint and build the set. And we just like hang out and listen to music and like start putting a set together. And by the end of it, you see like a staircase on stage and you're like, that's the thing I started working on. Like, oh my God, I was a part of this. So like weirdly, it's not like a department I'm very often a part of, but going to build weeks for like a day or two is like one of my favorite things, just because the people there are so cool. Like it's just interesting to see the tiniest like parts of the set come together to be the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. I know. And then you know, watch the production, or you're in the production and you're just like, I was a part of making those stairs. I was a part yes, of making exactly. that window. Like, I can imagine how, you know, how fun and rewarding that could be.
Yeah, definitely is. And I think different, like, departments definitely have different things with that. So like I've been a prop designer before, and like you always have like your one favorite thing. So like I had to design like a book cover, and when she like held it up, I was like, that's my thing. Yes. Or like costumes, you're like, oh, that's my favorite outfit. Like I hope everybody tells me it looks good. Like you're just, there's like definitely things you like want to look for and like want other, like the audience to like recognize, like, yeah, oh, did you see how cool that was? Like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's something so rewarding about, you know, making a thing and then seeing the thing being yes. used. It's like, you know, definitely. That it's gonna be used in the play in a week or two, but you know, when you actually see it, you're just like, oh my gosh, I made that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think the actors feel the same way when they like work on a scene that's like very specific, where like pick this joke, and like when it lands just right and the audience like erupts in laughter, like that's the moment. I think that's really what we're like chasing for theater, just like yes. for the audience to recognize like they get what we're doing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's really, yeah, I can imagine just being so excited, you know, when the joke lands, or when, you know, the scene like just hits just right. Yes. Like I can imagine that. So that's really cool. But and then again, another favorite question, what's your favorite part of being a member of ACT just overall?
So I think probably the other members really make it for me. I think if I didn't have these people like in the club with me, I could do shows anywhere, but like the people in ACT just really make it. Like they're so sweet. They're all so dedicated to these shows. And we do kind of ask a lot of our people sometimes, but they never let us down. Like I am always shocked about how many people are so willing to like step up and do different things and try new stuff. So I think every day, and even now, even when I like can't be with them, but like we're still hanging out, like they make my week every week when we have our meetings, because they're just like awesome. Like I feel like we all just get each other really well. So like I think I can imagine doing theater in other places, but I can't ever imagine having like the same relationships as I do with ACT right now.
Yeah, definitely. The people of a club always, you know, they make it. They make the club, obviously. So if you love the people that you're with, then you're gonna love the club, because the club is the people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I think, yeah, like there's like other theater you can do on campus too. And like, I think that's great too, but I always keep coming back to ACT because like, I've just made all my best friends here, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't really have any more questions for you. If you want to plug anything right now, any social media for the club, any people, any events, if you guys are doing anything.
Yeah, definitely. So we're not doing any events right now, unfortunately. Yeah. But you can check out their most up-to-date stuff on our Instagram, which is at TCNJACT. And then we also are taking members all the time. So if you ever want to get information about the club, you can send us an email, act@tcnj.edu, and we'll be able to get you whatever info you want. But we're really excited to just kind of get the word out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on this episode of Club Talk. I'm very happy I got to talk to you today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So thanks. Good luck with everything that's going on now. You know, I hope we go back next semester so, you know, everyone can pick up where we left off, hopefully. But
we're hoping that too.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, enjoy your day. Thank you for being here.